Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. It is Tuesday, Haunted, broadcasting live from the Woodash Tab, baby. Listen, it is raining outside. It is raining on this evening, but that's okay, baby. It's all sunshine up in here. It is December 13th, 2022, 9:45 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:45 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Korea. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I want you guys to do me a little favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly appreciate listening up in here. I got some super bad music on tonight. Independent artist, Chai Dance. But listen, y'all know mama always got something to say. Always got something to say about what I see in the news. You know what I'm talking about up in here. Listen, let me get to it. Listen. Now listen, this is in an article. I saw it on an article on the online. It is The Moneyest. That's the name of the article. Now listen, the name of the newspaper. Listen, y'all check this out up in here. This caught my attention. It's going to catch y'all attention too. This man, he met his wife in 2019. Now they live in California. Keep that in mind and stay with the story. He met his wife in 2019, married her in 2020. Idiot. That is mistake number one. He met her in 2019, married her in 2020. Her name is on the deed. He put her name on his house deed, right? His house, you know, $1 million. $1 million. Guess what? Now he wants a divorce and he don't know what to do. Let me tell you up in here. First of all, when you're in California, state of California, you know when you get married, you know, whatever you acquire during the divorce, it's going to be 50-50. So listen, he wrote this letter asking what should he do. And now this is really sad. All I got to say, I'll make a long story short, all I got to say is prenuptial. You meet somebody and you get married to them 1 year later and then you're going to put their name on the deed of your house. Your $1 million house, get to stepping, baby. Listen, let me tell you something up in here. And now she acting all kind of way. So let me tell you something. People will do stuff, and they already know what they're going to do. He can't get her to communicate with him. Can't get nothing. Now, they ain't been married that long. He can't get her to go to counseling. Can't get her to see eye to eye on nothing. Listen, she was after the goods the whole time. You hear what I'm saying up in here? She was after the gold bag the whole time. So listen, I bet you if he had told her, listen, I need you to sign a prenuptial agreement before we get married, I bet you it would have been a whole different story. She would have got to walking and would have never married the man. Now listen up in here. It's just what it is. Now mama done told you the story. Okay. So listen, I got to get on to the music. I revisit this story later. Y'all check this out. Independent artist Chai Dance is on tonight. And his story and his music is about love loss. Listen, when it comes to talking about marriage and money, I got a whole lot to say. You know what I mean? Because first of all, it ain't many people like me walked around, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. You hear me up in here? If somebody approached me and says, listen, Fierce, we had a lot in common. You know, I think you a sweet lady, yada, yada, yada. But now, I'm supposed to get married, but first of all, I want to know if you would sign a prenuptial agreement. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because you know why? A prenuptial agreement has nothing to do with my love for that person. If I'm coming with you full force on 100, y'all know my thing, on the 100. If I'm coming full force on the 100, right, would I have a problem signing a prenuptial agreement? I would not. I would not because, first of all, I'm not after your bag. I'm after your heart, right, right, right? So listen, when you are after somebody's heart, you're not after their bag. You can sign whatever prenuptial agreement they got, right? You are standing on your own 2 feet, right? He's standing on his own 2 feet, right, correct? So listen, why should there be a problem? There shouldn't be a problem. If you're not after the bag, so listen, women or men, whichever one is after the person's bag, and that's what they got in their heart, that they're after the bag, you're going to have some complications, and you're going to have some problems. You hear me up in here? Oh, Jesus. Now, y'all know I ain't no relationship life coach, so I'm just putting that out there. I am a certified life coach, but not in the realm or niche of relationships. I do coaching for business owners, entrepreneurs, and things like that. So listen. I got some music for you. I'm going to put the music down. I got a feeling I ain't finished talking about relationships. I'm going to get back to that because that just really hits home. That's something. You know what I mean? You meet somebody in 2019. I'm trying to understand what is he thinking, but oh, I know what he was thinking. Well, she put some whammy on him. That's what it was. You know, listen. Men, ladies, don't let what's in between your legs maneuver and make decisions for your heart and your mind, right? So listen, what you got in between your legs is not supposed to be the driving force of what you do with your life. You understand me? And we all know that. If you are an adult, young adult, we all supposed to know that. You don't let that drive your decision-making skills. Because listen, it's like this. What's between your legs is emotion-based and feeling-based. It doesn't have the intelligence to make decisions. Your mind has the intelligence to make decisions, not what's in between your legs. Okay, so listen, I got some music for you. This is Love Lost by independent artist Shy Bands. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Thank you. All right, all right. That is Love Lost. Independent artist Shy Bands. What more fitting song than what's going on today with today's topic? Talking about this this husband. He met his wife in 2019, married her in 2020. Now, look, he put her name on the deed, he says, in 2021. This is just December of 2022. He put her name on the deed in 2021, just last year. And he says in the letter that he wrote, he says that right after he put her name on the deed, she did a turn. He says she did a 180. I call it a 360. She just turned all the way around. So listen, listen, listen. You know that's what she was at. No, that was the only thing that she was after. After her name got on the deed to the house, house is worth $1 million. Now, bear in mind, he says that he makes $200,000 a year. She makes $78,000 per year. And so, you know, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that that's what she was looking at and that's what she was after. Because, listen, if you married the guy, you put your name on the deed in 2021 and your whole attitude gets really jacked up, you know, it's not hard to figure out. That's what she was at, you know, and it just really disgusts me. People that is really just after a bag. When I say the bag, I'm talking about the chain. I'm talking about the coins. I'm talking about the currency and whatever else they can get. You know, because it's so dirty, it's so unethical, and it's so, you know, there's no principle and there's no morals. And so, and I'm thinking, like, the dating must have been really phenomenal. She must have really put on a spaghetti and meatballs and a lasagna show for him. She must have really caught him by the balls. I am telling you. She put on an apple pie, a blueberry pie, peach cobbler. She put on the whole show because nobody could be that Smith and Ann in love with somebody unless she really put on a show. And, you know, I would venture out to say it's not the first time she did it. When somebody can dance that well and get a person's heart so entwined right with you and having you doing all these things when it comes to your money, they've had a lot of practice at it. It ain't her first dance and it ain't her first rodeo. I would venture out to say that because nobody can do it that well unless they've did it before and been successful at it and they decided they're going to do it again. So listen, and I'm not saying in a marriage, she might have did it before in a relationship with a young man and gotten some change out of him, gotten some bag out of him. So listen, nobody can perform or do the dance that well, do the rodeo that well and walk away and then go do it somewhere else. So listen, it ain't the first time. She's did this before. This man is all broke up. And, you know, it's a sad story. It really is. It is a sad story. I don't even know the guy, but I feel so terrible for him because, you know, how can you do somebody's heart like that? You know what I mean? You know what they say, karma is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So listen, the karma king or the karma queen is coming for her, and it's going to be crashing down on her head. I'm here to tell you. So listen, I got some music coming up. I really do. I'm telling you. This story is just so sad, and I saw that on that news, it's an online magazine. I saw that. I said, oh, my gosh, it's just so terrible. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. Let's take a long walk. After that, we need to take a long walk with Jill Squad. Okay, so we're going to do a long walk up in here.
Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make you so can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chillin' just me. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe cry to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
All right, all right. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast all up in here. Don't remember to shop. Don't forget to shop the Royal Way with Fierce and enjoy your discounts with Minta Cosmetics. You can now get a great discount when you shop with Minta Cosmetics. Listen, I enjoy and I love Minta Cosmetics. They are the bomb. Listen, all their products is great. So listen, ladies, if you enjoy Minta Cosmetics and you are shopping Minta Cosmetics for the holidays, make sure to use your discount code. It is F is in Fierce, E7. F is in Fierce, E7. So anytime that you shop, that code is good for forever. So listen, if you're ever shopping with Minta Cosmetics, please do enjoy some great discounts, Once again, it is F is in Fierce, E7. That's F-E-7. Great, get some great discounts when shopping with Minta Cosmetics. I've got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.